Children from New Orleans who survived Hurricane Katrina and the floods will begin enrolling in schools in Houston tomorrow. That school district is making room for 4,000 students from kindergarten through high school. As NPR's Mandalay Del Barco reports, the young evacuees are still trying to cope with all they've been through.
Among the jumble of hurricane survivors at the Houston Astrodome, children are getting by with donated clothes, toys, and candy. They play tag, cards, or jump rope around the crammed together cots as their weary parents try to figure out what to do next. Takira Bennett and Deshaun Prada have become friends with a few other kids here. The 11 and 12-year-olds share stories about how they survived.
And the water did not want to stop running. So at first it was on the bottom step, and it got from the bottom step all the way to the top step.
It got so deep, got all the way up to my neck. Then every time I kept walking, it got all the way up to here.
Up to your nose?
Yep.
Then I had to walk on my tippy toes because it was too high.
They had people riding around in boats with guns. A boat finally came and got us on the second day. We had to spend the night there. Kept waving white flags and everything, and nobody didn't come.
Takira, Deshaun, and the other children say as they waited for days and days to finally be rescued, they witnessed so much. They saw their neighbors looting stores and breaking into ATMs. They saw young men setting the water on fire with gasoline.
Saw it all from the bridge.
You must have been scared.
Yep.
What were you thinking at that time?
Would I make it out of there? Because helicopters wasn't coming back to get us.
Starting today, some of the children at the Astrodome will move to live on luxury cruise ships in Galveston or new homes in other states. But many will be staying in Houston, where school officials say they'll be integrated into middle and high schools and welcome to two new elementary schools that had been closed down. But Felicia Bailey says it's hard to imagine her three children having a normal school life just yet.
These children saw dead bodies on the rooftop for days and weeks, and you won't throw them in the school. They need to get their mind right, get counseled. You know, they need to get their mind counseled. And my children have nightmares and stuff, but you want them to go to school. They don't have nothing nowhere. No school supplies, no school money. What am I going to do? I'm not sending them.
Many of the children here at the Astrodome have been separated from their families. There are long lists of missing children and stranded children looking for their relatives. 14-year-old Arnold LaFrance says he'll register for ninth grade after he locates the rest of his family.
I want to get in school, but at the same time, I want my father and my grandmother back. And without them, I don't know how would I be able to go to school and be able to think, because the whole time I've been there, I be thinking about where my family at, you know what I'm saying?
Back inside the Astrodome, Deshaun Prada says he's excited to be starting the seventh grade in a new city, but he still remembers everything that is lost.
For a 12-year-old person, where he grew up at, leave from there and start a whole new life in a different state. It's hard to explain.
What do you think is going to happen when you get to school? Are you going to be telling stories about what happened?
Then everybody's going to be shocked and amazed for what happened. It feels sorry for me, probably. Make me part of Houston, Texas.
You're going to be part of Houston, Texas now?
Yep.
Not New Orleans anymore.
Nope.
Does that make you sad?
Yeah, but I still got New Orleans in me.
Mandalay Del Barco, NPR News, Houston, Texas.